We have a manifesto. We have some writings that we're going over that pertain to this day, the actual incident. We have a map drawn out of how this was all going to take place.
Chief John Drake on it. We bring in our Sachs Consulting Investigative Services guy, Tim Dimoff, on this. Sadly, we know the script, I think, and the questions to ask. Tim, it is chilling video. They've got the video of the car pulling up. They got the shooter coming in with the rifles. They've got the shooter shooting out the windows, I mean, of the doors. We're told, at least early on, it looks like the school was going through proper, quote-unquote, security measures as far as things being locked. But you can't stop somebody like that, Tim.
No, and that's the problem, is that this situation really shows that if someone really wants to gear up equipment-wise, gun-wise, and they are very familiar with the school layout, which this shooter was, they have a much higher probability of getting into the building.
It's early. We don't know if that shooter was specifically going after one person. As you say, the shooter did go to that particular school. There's one other story I want to bring in. Governor Mike DeWine wants to spend about almost nearly $400 million over the next couple of years to put school resource officers in every public and private school in Ohio. Now, there's some pushback from some saying you can't have a policeman in every school. Others say, well, this is exactly what we need with safety and security in mind. I'm not saying a resource officer would have prevented this yesterday, but obviously someone there that's armed is in the building sooner than police when they would show up, Tim.
Yeah. One of the big factors that they've seen over the years, and it's not 100% accurate, but it's very high, is, in fact, schools that have taken serious security measures and schools that do have a resource officer at those schools, they have a much, much lower rate of being attacked and being a victim of these shootings. I mean, once again, people that intend to do these kind of things will look and see if the security is a higher level, if there are resource officers, et cetera. So those type of things make a very significant impact on whether something takes place at that location.
Tim Dimoff with me, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services. Hey, finally, and again, it's early as far as looking back at this, it looked like police went in. A lot of talk about what happened in Uvalde, Texas, on scene where they held back. It looked like yesterday when police showed up, they went in, Tim.
I think they really did a textbook response. The police there did an excellent job. The number one thing in the training across the United States that the police are repetitively trained for and told to do, get to the scene, get to the shooter, and neutralize the shooter as fast as you can. And, you know, the difference between this and Uvalde is exactly that factor. Get there, get in, and neutralize. And that has to be the ultimate and only response that the police can have across the board, because it does work and it does minimize the number of victims that would be a result of this type of assault.
Tim Dimoff, Sachs Consulting Investigative Services, Music City, playing a sad silent note this morning after three students and three adults killed yesterday. Tim, thanks much.
Thank you.